Archaeologists in Israel are warning that the ancient stone fortress of Masada is crumbling as the result of a heavy rainstorm last winter. Masada is located high above the Dead Sea in Israel's Judean Mountains and has attracted thousands of visitors since it was excavated in the 1960s. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Israelis revere the place as a symbol of Jewish courage.
Thanks to the historian Flavius Josephus, Masada is best known for a heroic last stand by Jewish rebels in the year 73 AD. According to Josephus, when the fortress wall was at last breached by the Romans' battering ram, the Jews inside opted for mass suicide rather than defeat and slavery. Later historians were skeptical of Josephus's account of the suicide, but to this day the name Masada epitomizes bravery and self-sacrifice for many Israelis. New recruits to the Israeli Armored Corps take their oath of allegiance here, vowing that, quote, Masada shall not fall again. Symbolism aside, Masada is also a stunning archaeological repository, offering examples of classical Roman architecture as well as early Jewish and Christian construction. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That's why Masada National Park Director Eitan Campbell was so worried when a freak rainstorm last December pounded the mountaintop. Close to a full year's average rainfall fell in the space of an hour.
It was like the top of the mountain became one large waterfall. We had water coming out from all sides, and it left us really with walls almost standing in the air. A few of the walls on the inner side of the mountain actually collapsed.
Dr. Asi Shalom, the archaeologist in charge of conservation at Masada, takes a visitor to the edge of the 1,200-foot vertical limestone cliff. The shimmering view of the Dead Sea, the lowest point on Earth, is at once breathtaking and geographically confounding. Here it's possible to experience vertigo while standing approximately at sea level. Shalom says King Herod devised a sophisticated water system to capture runoff from the Judean mountains and also to protect the fragile desert soils from the occasional flash flood.
And we're speaking about a desert soil which is rich with clays. And the clays are fantastic as water absorbent, but then they seal up. The minute they seal up, they become like glass. It starts raining, and then you see the water absorbs, the rocks bring out their colors, it's very beautiful, and then all of a sudden you see that this little thing would start to flow, and then this whole facade flows, and then this flows, and then the whole slope starts to be with water, and then you, hey, wait a minute, I'm in a flood.
The December rainstorm quickly overflowed the mountaintop catch basins, and water sluiced through the 2,000-year-old stone walls filled with earth and lime. At critical points, the earth fill was washed away, leaving walls in danger of collapse. Dr. Shalom points to a cornerstone on the outer wall, resting precariously on a partially washed-out rock below it. It's about to go, he says, but on this exposed, windswept promontory, shoring up the wall requires the skills of a mountain climber as well as a conservationist. On some of the walls, such as this one above the bridge where most visitors enter the site, scaffolding can be built, and here a solitary worker is repointing a section of the wall damaged by the rain. He painstakingly mixes a mud and lime mortar, slaps it into the spaces around the larger rocks, and then taps smaller stones into place to shore it all up. Earlier work done in the 60s and 70s used concrete and steel, but Shalom says they now know that those stronger, heavier materials weren't compatible with the earlier construction methods and actually caused new problems. Shalom had helped draw up a 20-year plan for gradually restoring and stabilizing Masada, but the December flood washed that timetable away too.
It has to be done very quickly, and 80% of what is left has to be done in the next 5 years, more or less. And also we're going to make an appeal for international volunteers, trained volunteers, conservators that would like to help us with the delicate plasters and so on. So we think that it can be done.
But the price tag will run into the millions of dollars. And while an accelerated conservation plan has been ordered up, funding is yet to be secured. In the meantime, Shalom and his crew will do what they can this season and hope that last year's rains were a once-in-a-lifetime event. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.